Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
The verse for today, my goodness, I had one last night, right? So I wake up very early today, unnecessarily early, and God put a different one on my heart. And he reminded me of this verse. It's in Haggai 1, 2 through 10. This is the verse that helped me settle when serving the Lord. It just settled me. Every time I feel a bit funny or I'm getting weary, I just go back and read this and I'm back in system without even any further ado, right? It hit me like a ton of bricks when I encountered this verse man a few years ago. And it goes, thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruin? Now therefore says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house, that I may take pleasure in it and that I may be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, and behold, it came to little, and when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, declares the Lord of hosts, because of my house that lies in ruins, while each of you busies himself in his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you have withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its produce. Oh my God, hallelujah. Oh my God. First of all, no guilt and condemnation here. So if you're feeling a bit funny, you know, release that. That is the pure enemy. The grace is sufficient. And, you know, if you're feeling convicted to do things a certain way, well, go ahead. But don't feel funny in any way. I know I felt funny when I read that. Because we busy ourselves with everything else and we forget about building the house of the Lord. Secondly, he had to take pleasure in his house. And it all goes back to Matthew 6:33. Seek me first and your righteousness and all these things will be added. Seeking is not only, you know, reading the word, finding revelation and everything. You seek him by serving him, by making sure his house is well taken care of. And you know, sometimes we like to satisfy our religious obligations. Oh, yeah, I was there. I was serving. No, 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 no. Are you serving with your whole heart? Our Father measures the heart. He doesn't care about being present. I know I'm a creature of habit. If I don't go to serve him with intention, oh, I will come up with all kinds of reasons to wing it. And that is not our Father. He looks at the condition of our heart. This verse really helped, reminded me that never excuse failure. We are the mighty children of God. If there is an area that is failing, go back and revisit the word. You'll find that there are certain pieces that are missing, you know, because I don't know why this verse came back to my heart this morning, but what some of us, this may be our only missing piece. If we master this, you're off from glory to glory, and there won't be nothing will be stopping you. You know, you'll be literally going from glory to glory. Do you realize if we went to our workplaces, there are certain things we would do, for example, get there on time, put away our phone, actually put it on silent, engage with our customers, our clients, or whatever we do, you know, during the day. But then when we get to the house of the Lord, our phone is buzzing, we are distracted, we are all over the place, versus concentrating and actually serving the Lord with all of our heart, building His house intentionally. If you see a piece of trash lying around, you don't need anyone to tell you, this is your Father's house. You know, how many times do you go in your house and leave things lying around? You are always intentional, cleaning up, even when you're tired, making this look better, organizing there, fixing this and fixing that. Do we do that for our Father's house? Or do we think that's the role of the pastor or the staff members who are there? That is our Father's house. So we have to take care of it with diligence, intentionally. You know, if you see something that's missing and it's on your heart and God has showed it to you, well, go take initiative to fix it, to take care of it. You know, it is your Father's house. And, I don't know why he reminded me of this, but hey, I know I need it. I always like to remember this because he himself withheld the dew from the heavens. It's God himself. Can you imagine? Not even the devil. Ooh. I was like, okay, this is serious. We drink and still remain thirsty. We clothe and never get warm. And we earn money and it goes in pockets with holes. Serving God is profitable. Serving God is rewarding. Serving God will be the biggest decision you'll ever do in terms of building His house. Those who win souls are wise. So you, as we serve Him, you know, when new souls walk into His house, they know, oh, this feels like home because you're there and everything is in order.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life, Then Finance. Please join Kiroi King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KiroiKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.